I can't have you wait any longer to talk Tiger because you've been itching. Because you're a big Tiger Woods fan. You're wearing a Tiger Woods hat right now. I don't know if you have a tattoo.
Nope. Maybe if he wins.
So can you tell me why you're this excited and optimistic about a guy who's had his fourth back surgery?
Sure. There's lots of reasons why I'm excited. We'll start with that. The first one is I love golf. I just love golf. And there's nobody on earth who, when they're playing, makes more people take notice of golf than Tiger Woods. I just love having it being discussed.
Jason Duffner?
You would think so. Hmm. Fun guy on social media, but he doesn't have the same buzz.
I like that he put his weight back on to be a good golfer again. That's the best move ever.
That is my favorite thing. That's one of the best things about golf. You see these guys, the everyman. They're very relatable. Okay, so Tiger's back.
Seeing Dustin Johnson in a 400-yard drive and hitting a 220-yard 9-iron is very relatable.
Okay, maybe not him.
Okay.
More the bottom of the field.
Right.
But Tiger is back. He's in the Bahamas. The thing that has me so excited this time is not what I'm seeing on the course. That is very nice. But it's the personality I'm seeing. Other times when he's come back, he's appeared a little tepid, a little, I'm excited to play. I'm excited to be back. We'll see how this goes. He's needling the guys he's out there with. What was the quote? He had something along the lines of, I want these guys to feel what it was like for some of the guys in the past to go against me. He has got his mojo back. And the quickly,
his mojo back after two rounds. Okay, no.
No, here's the thing.
I'm ready.
You know, you've seen in the past, even when he hits bad shots, there's a hesitancy to kind of freak out because he's worried about his back. But there was a tee shot on a par three in the first round. He didn't like it, and he turned around and with reckless abandon hammered that club into the ground. Looks great. So I am excited. LT Gray, he's back.
Donovan, are you as excited as our friend here about Tiger Woods coming back?
I don't know if Tiger is as excited.
Yeah, I don't think
as
so.
Him coming back as Gunning is.
Appreciate your passion.
Listen, it's great.
It's true.
No, I mean, he's shot in the 60s, the first time in 834 days.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? First eagle since 2015.
That's crazy.
But he looked good, right? Started well. Three out of the first four had birdies. But here's the thing. Wake me up in 124 days when we're talking about Augusta. Because for me, why Tiger is different is because the only thing that mattered was the Masters. That he was chasing the all-time record. Those other tournaments were just to get him ready for the big tournament. So
yep.
I don't care what Tiger does in the Hero Challenge or a Pro-Am before that. I care what he does. I don't even really care what he does for the first three rounds of the Masters. I care about what he does on Sundays wearing the red, either chasing someone in the last group or with a lead, and everyone knows it's a wrap. And unless he has that mystique, Tiger's not Tiger. So he's not back. Because to me, what Tiger Woods means is on the biggest of stages, it's a show. You've got a pool. You're picking Tiger in one box or the field. Where are you going with it? Maybe there was a stretch of time where Phil gave him a run. But no, he's a showstopper because those big tournaments were bigger when he was there. This is not a big tournament.
I agree with the take that I want Tiger Woods to be back because I would love to see him play Jordan Spieth on a Sunday at the Masters or a Rory or a DJ. The list, Koepka, the list goes on and on of all the nice young studs in golf. Ricky Fowler. But I think it's hilarious when I see Tiger Woods fist pumping on a tournament where Charlie Hoffman doesn't even break out a sweat and just rattles off nine birdies because they don't even care. And Tiger is so focused and so jacked up for a tournament that means absolutely nothing. You're right, DJ. I need to see him, A, make it to the Masters, B, make the cut, and then C, contend, and then I'll say he's back. And until then, I can't buy it. I can't buy a guy who's had his fourth back surgery and now he has something fused. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good when you have to have your spine fused. And we know he's had issues with his left knee and that thing's going to explode again any second. This guy is on borrowed time. I want him desperately to come back and be Tiger Woods because it would be awesome. But the guy's in his 40s. Like, it's over for Tiger Woods. I don't know what medical miracle this guy has to do to be Tiger Woods again. I want him to be great. I just can't buy it. He has to have a healthy 2018 for Tiger Woods to be back. Like, is making the cut at Augusta, does that make he mean he's back? That's not Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is wearing that red. I hate the red. The red on Sunday, hitting that chip shot on 16 at Augusta and the ball falling into the cup. That's the Tiger Woods we know. Not a guy who's going to just, you know, whimper and just make the cut and be playing with Sandy Lyle, who's 106, who got there because he won the Masters about 100 years ago. He's a guy who plays, you know, at 8 a.m. on the Saturday and the Sunday because he's completely out of contention. The guy not only has to make the cut, he has to be in contention, and he has to be up for the world number one ranking for Tiger to be back. Otherwise, he's just a shadow of himself, and it's sad to me.
Well, okay, why does he need to check every single one of those boxes?
Let me finish.
When Jack Nicklaus won the Masters at 46 years old, he was not the number one player in the world. He was not constantly rattling off title after title, but it was one of the greatest moments, probably the greatest moment in the history of that sport. So if you have a guy who has gone through, yes, he's a few years younger than Jack was at the time, but who has put on way more miles on the body in that chunk of time. Yeah. So if you have that one comeback, That is all we are searching for, is that Sunday where he doesn't even need to be in the lead. He needs to be on the first page of that leaderboard or within two or three strokes. That's what we're searching for. It's the storybook ending. You know, sports is about enjoying things. It's about fun. It is about cheering for your heroes to a certain extent. Not to say that Tiger Woods is my hero, but you have a guy who was so dominant at the peak of his powers, and all I want to see is him back there. This is somewhat like, you know, when Jordan came for the Wizards. Was he Jordan on the Bulls? No, he absolutely was not Jordan on the Bulls, but it was still special to see MJ out there on the court in the uniform, same as it will be special to see Tiger wearing Sunday red.
I agree with you that you're trying to have the Michael Jordan example, but Michael Jordan's already the greatest player ever. Tiger Woods is not the greatest golfer who ever lived. He's not. Sorry, the guy you mentioned who won a Masters at age 46. And if you ask Tiger Woods who the greatest golfer is, he's going to say it's Jack Nicklaus, because we measure greatness by majors. And it felt like a fait accompli that Tiger Woods was going to beat Jack's record, didn't it? About 10 years ago. Like, Tiger hasn't won a major since 08. When he beat Rocco Media on one leg, when the New York Stock Exchange took a massive hit on the Monday he played because everybody was watching Tiger Woods golf, he hasn't won a major since 08.
Think about what you just said, yeah, that the stock exchange stopped. I want to get to some semblance of that place.
But that was 9 years ago, and that guy's not coming back, and I want him to, but he's not. And that's what the tragedy in all of this is, because of all the stupid stuff he did away from the course has affected him what he's doing now.
Like, yeah, I mean, he was dominant in 2013, player of the year, world number one.
But it's about the majors, is it not?
It is, and it's about the fact that he's only made 19 starts since then. And the vast majority of them, he's either missed the cut or he hasn't been able to physically finish. And so I'm not all in saying he's back because of his back. And we've seen this before.
Yeah.
And he's said, oh, I feel good. You know,
he's twirling the club when he hits a good shot.
Right. Until he's not feeling good. And then after he says, oh, well, I actually wasn't really feeling all that good. So we shall see. I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We've been down this road with him more than a couple times. So until he does it for an extended stretch and does it when it really matters, I'm not all in just yet.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you guys. What would have to? Well, I know you're already all in, and we're 2 days in. Like, you are completely, like, your head first.
I was all in at the pro-am,
diving into the pool. What is that point where you'd say, you know what, he is all in? Does it have to be the entire 2018 season? Does it have to be a major? What would Tiger Woods have to do to you to prove to you that he's back and get ready, Tiger's not fully back to what he was, his dominant Tiger Woods, but a guy who can actually contend in a major?
Well, if he can play enough to get himself ready for a major and then at that major contend, then I'm back. Then I'm saying, okay, who's, are we watching CBS? Is it going to be Nance? I'm ready for that whole spectacle once again. But until then, I'm not that interested.
And wouldn't now, if Tiger Woods came back now and was, because he'll never be that Tiger Woods again, but if he was close to that guy with the golfers they have now, because golf has never been better. The only problem is it doesn't have Tiger Woods involved. But if Tiger Woods played a Jordan Spieth on a Sunday at Augusta on the back nine, they were the final pairing, oh my God, what would the ratings be for CBS people watching that tournament?
It's everything you could hope for. And that is the reason I am so longing for Tiger to be back, is to see these young guys pushed and to see just the crossing over of generations that we never really got to see in golf with Tiger and those
people
guys.
People who saw Tiger Woods, like people who were, you know, we're 10 years removed from him, you know, a lot of young golf fans haven't seen Tiger Woods that we remember Tiger Woods, and we're not that old. We remember dominant Tiger Woods. Where is he, and we'll get to Blue Jays in one sec, for the most recognizable athletes in the world, where is Tiger Woods now? Is LeBron number one? Is it Messi? Is it Ronaldo? Where is Tiger Woods? Because I think he's right behind LeBron.
I would say Bolt for me.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone watches the 100-meter final, and, I mean, he has a very distinct look.
Yeah.
And an emphatic personality. So I would say Bolt. I to be honest, I think he's up there.
Still.
And it's not just about the golf. It's about the crashing the car and the tabloid stories and the, hey, it's Tiger. I need you to delete that message. That would be huge. Right. Like, it's about the Denny's and the Perkins and all of that.
I wish he would play without the one tooth, because he wears the... Wouldn't that be great?
That was so weird.
Yeah, seeing without the tooth. I think he should play the tournaments without the tooth. He should go real. I think that'd be great.
When they do the 30 for 30 on Tiger.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
That chapter of it is going to be fascinating, because what was the deal with that?
I will not defend him on that. I'll defend him on many things, but not that.
I'm at a ski tournament with a balaclava and teeth missing.
He was tremendous.
Yeah, apparently, the Met Gala at the right around the same time when he was taking those pictures where he looked a little off. Yeah.
Funny you mentioned Michael Jordan. Apparently, there's a theory out there that once Tiger started hanging out with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley, that's when things started to go really downhill.
I've heard worse theories.
For Tiger Woods. Like I said, I'd like to see the toothless grin of Tiger Woods on a Sunday at Augusta National.